Today, like most days, when he's not working a shift at Coles, Harry Kurgans is sitting in front of his laptop trying to find a better job.
All that was available were part-time positions. So, having not worked for several years, I was glad to get anything.
Before he came to Las Cruces, Kurgans owned and operated a successful office coffee vending machine business, which he sold before working a string of salaried marketing jobs between LA and Chicago. That was until the economy took a turn for the worse.
Corporations started cutting their budgets, and the first one that was usually cut was marketing.
Out of work and out of money, Kurgans didn't have any other option but to move in with his mom in Las Cruces. He's been a sales associate at Coles for little over a year now.
I enjoy my work. I work just as hard as if I was making three times, four times as much. And it's hard to live on minimum wage. Minimum wage doesn't buy what it used to.
According to Communities in Action and Faith, or CAFE, Kurgans is one of 18,000 people in Las Cruces working for close to $7.50 an hour, having difficulty making ends meet. The group is campaigning to increase the Las Cruces minimum wage to $10.10 an hour by 2017. Vincent Vocaro owns the Las Cruces Italian restaurant Lorenzo's. He says most of his employees already earn more than the minimum wage, but he's concerned some local businesses won't be able to absorb the increase CAFE is proposing.
I will probably cut my hours 15 hours a week. I will let at least four people go in staff, and prices would definitely go up just to survive.
Vocaro says a large minimum wage increase would make some businesses less willing to hire young and low-skilled workers, making it harder for them to break into the workforce. So Vocaro and some other business people have proposed a minimum wage increase to $8.50 an hour over 2 years. Many low-income workers receive benefits from the government, like food stamps. New Mexico State University Professor of Economics Chris Erickson says that means employers paying low wages are subsidized by the government.
Employer can get away with paying less because of these subsidies their employees are receiving. So by raising the minimum wage, you make the employer pay the true costs of that worker.
Erickson says even though businesses will see more money going out their doors in the form of higher wages, he says they're just as likely to see just as much coming in.
Those low-income workers tend to spend every dollar they receive, and that can increase demand in the economy.
Still, Erickson says when minimum wages increase, small businesses like Lorenzo's are hit much harder. Smaller merchants risk losing customers to bigger businesses that have deeper pockets and can deal with wage increases without having to cut back hours or raise prices. Vocaro says local businesses have already been competing with as many as 16 chain stores that moved into Las Cruces last year.
The money goes out of the city. I mean, it comes down to economics, but there won't be a flavor of Las Cruces anymore.
$10.10 per hour is a fraction of what Kurgans was earning before he started working in Las Cruces. Though he's looking forward to some more money and flexibility, for him, it's as much a question of dignity and principle as it is one of financial security.
You know, to be told that what you're making now is enough, you know, you're not worth any more than that, because it'll affect our profit line. It's not a great feeling.
If a $10.10 minimum wage is approved in Las Cruces, the city will have one of the highest pay levels for low-income workers in the country. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.